You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Sport related, Don, so anything that you think might vaguely be linked to sport, even a sporting name. Would you like to start off, or will I just quickly mention John Paton?
We're talking sport?
This is John Paton. He's an ex-footballer, isn't he? Or a footballer still at Hawthorn?
Yep.
John Paton, I noticed a quote by Alistair Clarkson, the coach of Hawthorn, who said when they were thinking of penalising John Paton for, I think, sending a photo of his dick to someone on his phone. Let's just get onto that in a minute. Let's not get onto his dick. Let's just action of doing that. Alistair Clarkson said, maybe his punishment enough is the public scrutiny he's had to endure. And I thought, oh, gee, how pragmatic's that? That's a pretty good cop-out. And then I thought, no, having just done a little research, that is a reasonable thing to say, because John Paton, no matter what you think of him, was tipped in by a woman person. It's a woman, actually, called, let me find her name.
I think there were a couple of women, weren't there?
Yeah, but in this, we were just talking about one instance in this case.
This is by Ellie Coonan. Is that right?
Yep.
L Coonan or L? She was tipped in by him because he sent a photograph.
Of Michelle, yeah.
What's that, Don?
Yeah, that's right.
What's right?
Yes, he sent a photograph, and this girl
sent a photograph of his penis.
Yes.
To so this girl. He sent her a photo saying, rate this in terms of his
penis.
Yes, right, yeah. Okay.
And he also
downstairs
asked her for,
drunk.
And he asked her for, I don't know what I was thinking. And he asked for pictures of her. He asked her to send him pictures of her feet.
Downstairs, that's right.
Sorry.
That's downstairs. That's
because we're all nervous. That's what we're just talking about. Keep
so
going.
You go to Elle's website.
Exactly. Oh, you've just tumbled onto this. She's into the fan. This is
so
fans
this is
only.
What it says. This is what her website says.
Yeah.
Pay for your foot pics and dick ratings and avoid being embroiled in national scandals. For $9.99.
That's
right. Dimmies, you could send a picture of your dick in and she'll give you a rating on your feet and
that
your cock.
Undermines the complaint of all the women by doing that.
Yeah. $9.99.
But this fans only is a website.
Yeah, but you can't say, surely, we're going to get in trouble for this now. We've got to be careful. Because,
why?
Well, because, you know, we're being sexist or something. But
sexist.
I just think that she's undermining the complaints of all the girls by saying, oh, but it's okay if you pay me $9.99. I'm happy to do it, but only if you pay me $9.99. I'm not saying this applies to all the girls, it's only to her.
I ask a question? Because there's is there a website or a forum or something called This Fans Only or something?
You know that there is.
Well, I don't. I was told about this weeks ago.
What was that other thing you saw on YouTube? Bread?
Yeah, I watch Bread. What do you do that your mother doesn't know or something? And they go around the world interviewing young people who are high on drugs, doesn't matter, you know, America, England, wherever, Australia.
This studio. Yeah, go on.
Anyway, yeah, I know about Brett. It's on YouTube. But isn't there this other form I was told weeks ago called This Is Only for Fans Only or something?
She's on, yeah.
And she's involved in that where you got to pay to have a look at photographs of her.
Yes. Well, am I correct?
There was that girl, the supercar driver, she's on it, that she's making a ton of money on it too.
Am I correct,
really?
Rocket?
Yeah.
I won't ask you, Don, because you know as much as me. Am I correct, Rocket, that this woman, when she didn't get $9.99 from Mr. Paton, when she didn't get $9.99 for a rating on his dick, she tipped him in and said that he had sent...
No, I don't think it worked that way.
It didn't work that way?
She's just using it. I don't like the fact now that she's using the scandal to promote herself. I think undermines the seriousness of the complaint for the other girls. The other girls are going, are you right? You know, it's not about $9.99. And it's, maybe I'm getting it wrong, but that's how I think it doesn't sit
okay,
well
so, with me. So, Don, have you got a... This is a topic on sport now. Did you notice, Don, that the Japanese man in charge of the Japanese Olympics, the head of the Japanese Olympic Committee, said that meetings about the Olympics took far too long because women talk too much. Did you see that? I was wondering why there hasn't been a hue and cry about
there has been.
Mr. Okimura.
No, he's going to have to resign.
Is he?
Yeah.
Because he said women talk too much.
I reckon he wanted out. I reckon they've postponed the Japanese Olympics by a year and he's just like, I've had enough of this. I'm just going to say something stupid so I get the arse.
Well, I didn't realise that he's fallen on his sword, so to speak, has he? now, Don,
did you guys see about Cotton On talking about sport? Cotton On, do you know Cotton On? They originate out of Geelong.
Yeah.
They originate out of Geelong, a successful business and a very big business.
Very big, which started
down in Geelong. But they've got...
Did they manufacture cotton tails, which was women's underwear?
No, it's all cotton T-shirts and what started off with babies' clothing.
Not cotton tails. Did you ever go out with someone who wore cotton tails?
Cotton tails? Man or woman? They were what briefs that women wore years ago.
A woman?
I just said that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I remember.
There briefs, used to be their underwear.
Yeah, cotton tails. Women
That's what
wear.
I said. Was yeah, it the same company?
Mum jeans. Can I just tell you, this is a quick story. Well, it might go for a little while. But Cotton On... In time for Valentine's Day,
yes.
The prominent shopping centre retailer has released its self-love range of online that includes several personal massages as well as sexual lubricants and massage oils. These items are sold alongside their underwear, workout and beach apparel. A spokesman for Cotton On Body said because the I can't read this. My
no, eyes you can't are going. Read. No,
the retailers, Righty. Customers were of all ages.
Sound out the words, Don.
Don.
Why don't you just have a read of it off air? I've got one eye that's long sighted and one short sighted.
I've been to have
my eyes tested, and that actually the fellow said this is exactly what we do. You are very lucky that you got one eye. That's long sighted and one that's short sighted.
Well, use the one that's short.
Yeah, real lucky.
But the problem is to focus. I'm looking at you.
Well,
then
Don,
I've got to
put
focus.
Put your hand
on...
over the long sighted eye.
Well,
when
I don't
you're
know
reading.
Which is long sighted.
Oh, you don't.
Hang
know.
On, that's a. Sh- no. mm.
Don, I spoke to a
there
man.
There it is.
I wish people could see this.
The right eye is short sighted. I've closed the left eye.
God, Jesus, that's unreal. Isn't it? I said to Don the other day, he said, my eyes are going on me. And I took him out and I said, what's that up there outside? He said, that's the sun. I said, how much fucking further do you want to see? Now, Don, listen to me.
Such a bad joke.
Now, Don. What was I going to say to you then? Oh, no. So you know how last week, this is sport, sort of. It is sport. Last week I read out, this is apropos to what you're saying about cotton tails and massage oil and fucking things for Valentine's Day. Last week we read out, someone had lectured us on how, you know, in the woke society we live in, how to compliment girls and what you could and couldn't say to girls when you're complimenting them. And then they said that if you go to the workplace, that no skimpy clothes should be worn and you can't roll your eyes.
Roll your eyes, yes.
Yes. So this is the paper that announced that on the weekend, printed, published, like page 3. Two women, very good-looking women they were. I presume they were women. They could have been not women, but they looked like women. In their underwear, purely salaciously to show that they looked great in underwear, and yet they're telling us, on the one hand, not to wear skimpy clothes and just be careful how you what you speak about to people and say, oh, look, you're looking good today. That's not on. But yet, how hypocritical. What do they think we are? That on the one hand, they say, yes, we're so woke, we don't want you to do this when you're speaking to anyone. But on the other hand, they put two people, I've mentioned
them. Who are you talking about, the newspaper?
Yes.
Well, the newspaper's just reporting what people say. They're not taking the editorial view.
Yes, they are. Well, the people who write for their paper do.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does. It does.
So is this in the Sunday Herald Sun?
It was.
Okay. Did you read the other? Did you actually read the whole paper? Because I thought there was an excellent article in there in the sports section.
What about?
Yes, give us it. Just don't tease us, John. Tell us.
Do you want us to guess what it was?
Well, it was by Mark Robertson.
Robinson.
Robbie.
Robertson or Robinson?
Mark Robinson. Robbie. I thought it was a very well-written article. And
on what?
On gay pride. There were two ladies who were partners in life, were respective captains who were playing on Sunday, North Melbourne and St Kilda. One was Emma Keeney, who is the captain of North Melbourne, and her partner is Kate Sherlin, who is the captain of St Kilda. And I thought it was an excellent article by two girls. I know I said earlier in the podcast that the AFL shouldn't get involved in social issues, but it was just an excellent article, which I think would be...
What did it say in essence, Don? Well,
how the girls came out, how they're addressing life as partners in a gay relationship.
Yes.
And I just thought it was just so open, honest and candid that it would help a lot of people, other people in that position.
Good. That's
and it
good.
Was an excellent article that should be really commended. I thought it
well
was
done.
Just terrific by Mark Robertson and
Robinson.
Robinson and especially the girls. They were the product, they were the story.
People.
The girls who came
people,
out.
People, Don.
What do you mean?
They're people.
Ladies.
People. Well done. That's very interesting.
What do you think? You watching the tennis?
I haven't caught any.
What do you think? Do you think Bernard Tomic's ever going to regret and look back retrospectively on his cricket career and tennis?
Look back retrospectively.
Tennis career and say,
the double entendre.
I'd wish I'd done this a little better. Or did I get the most out of myself?
Like Philippoussis?
Yes. Well, Mark Philippoussis was a waste of talent.
The poo.
But he won. He won an American Open?
US Open.
A US Open?
Yeah, and he played Philippoussis. A great Wimbledon final there one day, didn't he? Against
I think Philippoussis had a lot more to give.
Yeah.
And I think he was just a bit of a waste of talent. But at least he achieved a couple of things. But Bernard Tomic, I think, could get a lot more out of himself.
Could I depart from protocol for a minute?
Why stop now?
No, I tell you who would be good to just join this conversation. He's going to be a guest of ours, but maybe we could introduce him now, Donald, because he would have some very relevant and pertinent things to say about this.
As long as he doesn't get us into trouble.
Can play the mixtures or whatever they're called, the Daddy Cool.
Yeah, I'm just putting his microphone
Daddy Cool, we could then play, and then we could interview him as a person. But we were going to, this was going to be an interview guest, but he could now join the conversation about sport, Donald, and all other things.
Loves his sport,
and
pricey.
This is Stevie Wonder. Have you heard of Stevie Wonder?
Yeah,
you
he's know, a singer.
A fantastic, as big as you get.
This Wine
man
singer.
Is almost as big. His name's not Wonder, but he's a Wonder Boy, and he's Stephen Price. Stephen Price of the...
What group?
He's a media star and he's on the Channel 10 show.
Hey, the project.
Look, I don't want to butt in, but I've got an exclusive for you.
Oh!
I was interviewing John McEnroe.
When?
Apropos what Don was saying about...
When?
Well, Philippoussis was still playing.
Oh, I see. Long time ago.
So McEnroe said that Philippoussis will wake up one day with a Ferrari in the garage and a few tin cups on his mantelpiece and his whole life has been a waste.
Spot on.
Correct. So Don's right. I mean, why would, if you've got a God-given talent like that, why would you throw it away? Look at you two. You had talent and you used it to your best of your abilities.
But mind you,
Stephen.
I didn't
have a talent.
Well, you did, clearly.
No, but mind you, Stephen. No,
not sure talking's one of them, but...
Oh! No, Stephen, that is... Stephen, yes, that is being formal. That is very true, but the only thing you've got to do in life... Stephen, is die.
The only thing you got to do in life is die.
Yeah.
That's a fairly grim assessment.
Well, what else? You do not
world?
Have to do anything else in this world if you don't want to. Nothing. Tell me what you have to do.
Most of us have to work, so
no,
we
you
can
don't
eat,
have to. If you don't want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to do any of those things. My point is that if they don't want to put their talents to the best use and if they want to just drift through life living the high life and probably could have... That's up to them. But your point is absolutely valid. Why would you waste...
Bernard Tomic lasted one day in the jungle show that I was on, I lasted 43 days.
So hey, I went through.
You're a better athlete.
Steve, did he want to get out though? I've never seen. Shane Warne was on there, and I think it was just a guest appearance.
Warne was paid $1 million and was allowed to smoke.
Couple of days' work.
No, he was here for a month or something.
Was he?
But Atomic only lasted one day.
Because he couldn't handle it?
Couldn't handle it mentally.
But do you think...
Hang on, John.
Oh,
why
sorry,
couldn't he handle it mentally? What?
Well, clearly he's had a pampered upbringing and life as a tennis player with people doing stuff for you. He's put in there where there's nothing really to do and you can't eat. You've got no food. You've got rice and beans. That's all you got to eat. And Tomek just felt, okay, I've come in here. I'll take my money and leave.
But do you think that the producers or the people who run that show might have been delighted that they at least had someone that said, no, I am a celebrity. Get me out of here. Does anyone ever do that? That might have been part of the paradigm.
Part of your contract is you don't get paid the full amount if you don't last a certain number of days. So he probably didn't need the money.
How much do you get paid?
Me?
Anyone.
Lots.
What's the range?
Lots.
Give us the range.
Well, it's six figures for most people.
And if you pull it in Bernie's case, what would have happened?
They probably halved it.
Right.
So we would like to speak to you in our formal part.
Good,
of
I'll see you then.
Steve. No, stay there. We're doing sport. And then we'll come on and we'll introduce you as to who you are and who you have been. Oh. But so I'm staggered the tennis is still going ahead. Staggered, which is not to say...
Staggered why? It should never have been here in the first place, but...
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's what... Yeah, exactly.
So you've got people coming from all over the world, their support staff and the players who've been into all the hot spots of COVID around the world, and they've suddenly congregated here. We're being told to be very careful how we...
There hasn't been a problem, but interestingly, I was speaking to Carrie Bickmore, who I work on television with the other night. She said she won't go to the tennis. And I said, well, you're not going to catch COVID at the tennis. She said, no. But if you go, I mean, you could have Premier Dan the next day stand up and say, righto, anyone who was at the tennis on this date at this time, you have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. Now, none of us want to do that, do we?
Drop some notes, Stephen, why is the tennis going ahead? Why is it going ahead?
I don't know. I suspect there was heavy pressure from the Nine Network, because the television
goes worldwide.
Rights were very expensive. They took them off Channel 7, so there would have been heavy media pressure.
And those
on the Premier.
They broadcast worldwide.
I think the tennis is
absolutely.
Or is it only national?
Well, the tennis is broadcast worldwide. Nine don't do that, but Nine needed it here for Australia.
Their pictures would go worldwide.
I think the pictures are produced by an independent company, and Nine.
So
just
they use different cameras.
Nine just sticks a commentator in there.
Yeah, no, that's true. But the same cameras are used for the worldwide
and
broadcast.
Feed. I think he was also probably given a fairly heavy hint that if he didn't stage this Grand Slam, that Melbourne might lose it.
Why would Melbourne lose it? I mean, it's a Grand Slam.
No, but
Australian.
That's extraordinary. That's how pragmatic.
Sydney would grab it in a heartbeat if they could.
You couldn't take it off in a COVID year, surely.
That's the point. How insecure must we be to think it's the Grand Prix?
One of the great sporting events of our calendar year has just been pinched by New South Wales. The Bells Beach Surfing Contest.
I just was going to mention it.
Been there for 60 years.
Just going to mention it.
It's gone to Newcastle, of all places.
I was just going to mention that, Stephen. It is extraordinary that
they could run Bells. Boys, don't get concerned. They can still run Bells at Easter.
Well, they're not. They can't, because the International Surf League that owns the naming rights for all the contests.
The Rip Curl Pro Circuit.
Having it in Newcastle. They're not having it at Bells Beach.
At Easter.
Yes, of course, Don. That's what he's saying. The Rip Curl Pro.
Well, couldn't it be put on another...
Of course, it could have been, but
they
didn't
know this.
They chartered a jet with 125 of the world's best surfers on board, flew from America into New South Wales. They weren't prepared to come to Victoria because they would have got caught up in quarantine.
So that's permanent, you're saying?
No.
Or just this
year? Well, it's this year.
Well, that's
but who would know?
That's up for debate, isn't it? It's a bit like the tennis, if we didn't play
hang
that.
Hang on, we're sitting around here. The AFL Grand Final wasn't played in Melbourne.
Yeah, but that's what we're saying, because it was COVID.
So Melbourne might lose all these events. So the threat to the tennis was very real.
Yeah, so,
Grand Prix was cancelled.
So does that override? Does that, the Channel 9's huge fees they pay and all that, does that override the worldwide fear and hysteria about the pandemic, which is well-founded, does that override all that? Pragmatic fact that it's a fiscal decision in
Shouldn't
the end?
Shouldn't have. We imported something we didn't need to import so people could hit a tennis ball over a net. It was a stupid decision, and we might still rue it. There's five new cases in the last week out of hotel quarantine.
So there we are. So what happens if your Carrie Bickmore, was it?
Mm-hmm.
So what, to her point, if someone goes to the tennis now, and I think the crowds have been down, as I understand, because people poor. Just don't want to take the risk, and they're saying, right. If you went to the afternoon session, if you'd like to stay on for the night session, go ahead, because there's no one coming, because they think it's a risk. What happens if someone who has come from overseas, who has slipped through the net or has it, then it goes back, it just spreads like wildfire for what? For the fact that we are not confident that in this pandemic age that we might lose the best event probably on the calendar.
The risk and reward argument just doesn't, I mean, the risk is too high. We've already killed 800 people because we didn't know how to do hotel quarantine.
One aspect that hasn't been brought up about this is that the Australian players, have they got an unfair advantage because they would have known about COVID and the restrictions moving interstate? They could have come down to Victoria, like Ash Barty, or she was in Adelaide, but trained without hotel quarantine, got fit, match fit and all the rest. So they start with an advantage over the people that are doing
probably
quarantine.
Probably Ash Barty beat someone overnight in less than an hour, six clubs.
Yeah, but in Adelaide, she was in Adelaide. She played a tournament over there, so I don't know whether she.
What are you saying that the tennis players?
I'm saying have the Australian tennis players got an advantage over the other seas players because they're match fit and whatever else?
Yes. So you're saying the overseas tennis players, while the Australian players
are underdone.
Well, because they haven't been training overseas. Yes. They haven't been training overseas.
They've been 14 days in quarantine.
Yeah, they've been cooped up for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but they were allowed to go out and train for 5 hours a day.
Holy
not at the start they weren't, were they?
Yeah, they came here and they were just taken to training and back again.
It was
a
bubble.
I didn't think they could do that.
I thought that was after the 14 days.
I think you might be right, actually, yeah.
Because they were smacking balls against their
wall and all the rest of things, training inside.
Can we get on to the Super Bowl, or have you got more? And then we can do pricey.
I've got the Super Bowl. I have no interest in the Super Bowl at all, so go ahead.
No. The only reason why I want to bring it up is so all night last night, everybody's saying Tom Brady is the greatest of all time athlete. So of all the GOATs. So I've got a little list here, just quickly. I want you to...
Cannot...
Oh, rocket.
Tom Brady.
You're going to be huge in the park tomorrow.
They're going to slaughter me.
When you're taking the dogs.
Fucking dogs down there. People say, gee, Roger, you're going well on the podcast. Why don't you take it over? Why don't you piss those other two off?
Go on. Off in front of Price.
Go ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to swear.
So Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Cristiano Ronaldo, Pelé... Carl Lewis.
Before you go any
hang on, let me finish
it. No, Don, please.
Carl Listen. Lewis, Michael Phelps,
not in.
Wayne Gretzky, Don Bradman, Ted Whitten, Doug Hawkins, and Chris Grant.
Oh, please.
Give us a break. Okay. Please. You didn't put Maradona in there for a start, so your
no,
list
Pelé,
is hopeless.
You cannot compare sports. Do you understand?
Okay, so...
You cannot compare that sport against that sport.
What you can do, I think... is if a person is so dominant in their own sport to be no argument that they were the greatest ever, you can then compare them. Don Bradman has to be the greatest athlete ever.
That's what I was going
to say. Because look at his numbers.
No, Steve.
No one in cricket.
That's a big statement.
If you consider
double the next bloke, pretty much.
He's talking about cricket.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But cricket's played in more countries than in NFL.
If you consider sport... is an athletic pursuit where you need to have a heart rate that goes up and down and you can take punishment and you've got judgment.
You're saying cricket's not a sport now?
Just a minute, if I could.
Mate, they were gladiators back
just
then.
Just a minute.
No helmets.
If you consider sport is the epitome of sport...
I heard you.
...is ducking and weaving, is being able to dodge, is being having hearts...
Muhammad Ali.
If Muhammad Ali isn't the greatest sportsman, person... that's ever been on the planet, then I tell you...
was he ever beaten?
Yeah.
Yes, my word he was.
Well, he's not the greatest. Then.
Well, he won the title.
He won it back three or four times, didn't he? But I don't believe you can compare sports, but I think Brady is just outstanding at what he does.
He just throws it. Have you seen him have to try to tackle or run after a bloke?
Now, Stephen and Don and Robert.
Sorry.
So just as an adjunct to this, would you say the greatest courage needed to play, there would be no three sports that you'd need more courage than anyone you could mention? MotoGP, big wave surfing, and pro bull riding. Tell me more courage needed to play any other
cage
sport.
Cage fighting?
Yes.
That was the fourth.
But okay, oh, first, oh. Hey.
No, that was, I have that there.
Okay,
UFC.
But what is courage? Now, give me the definition of courage is before what? You start.
I'll tell you the definition
okay,
of courage.
Okay, give it to me.
Willing yourself to do something against your better judgment.
Yeah.
Well, I put it in a different thing. I call it the ability to overcome a fear.
Well, that's
the
same.
Ability
that's exactly
to overcome
what I said,
a fear.
Man.
Same thing.
So if you get on a bull, you haven't got fear. I'd have a go at a bull. What was the other one?
Big wave surfing when you catch 90 and 100.
You can stick
cage
that.
Fighting.
You can stick that. I'd have a go at a bull.
And
now,
and,
do you think?
And riding a motorbike down a Grand Prix track at 320K.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I wouldn't do that. So what I'm saying is what you consider courageous in one aspect is not to somebody else.
Driving a car around Bathurst to take courage because
absolutely.
That racetrack is frightening and
frightening.
You're doing it at speed.
You've driven the race car. I wouldn't do it.
Oh, I've driven a race car. It's a race car and I've driven it. I'm not a race car driver.
That's courage.
No, it is, Stephen. Anyone who does something against their better judgment, that's courage. But... I was watching the bull. I'm taken to the bull riding. I'm captivated by it, Stephen. These people get on these 2,000-pound bulls that are trained to buck them off.
Yeah. They last 2 seconds and they're
and
gone.
It
as
is
long as you can get out of the way
it
of
is
its feet,
the
you're
most
fine.
Courage needed to sit on one of those animals is mind-boggling.
Did you? Since we had,
I believe,
since we had Scott Manning on, remember he said what was the worst injury? He said I got hooked by the bull's horn.
Yeah,
I've watched it. I've watched it since, and they take the point off the bull's horn, but he can still get you. It's dull, but he's still got his long horns.
Yeah, he said that.
I tell the other thing that takes courage, the luge. Those little boards that you lay on and go down a mountain at 100 kilometres an hour on ice.
Little toboggans.
Yeah. Luge.
Well, little things that you lie on.
Different.
You said little boards, they're toboggans, aren't
luge.
They? Yeah, I know.
That's what it's called, a luge, not a toboggan.
Well, to put it in layman, that's a toboggan.
It's a slab of wood. A toboggan's got rails.
Toboggans are gone by a park.
A luge, you've got rails.
No, they don't.
What do they hang on to? Each other.
Nothing.
Hang on to the little bit up the front there, don't they?
There's only one person on it.
And they've got feet first, so they've got no control. They don't even know where they're going. Anyway. All right, are we done?
No, more sport, just 1 minute.
Well, I've got one under sport.
Go on.
It's 30 years. The Countrywide's been on the ABC at 12 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. It's the Weekly Times used to be as far as newspapers
are
concerned.
What, after Macca?
After what? Oh, well done.
Macca?
No, hang on, Macca's not on TV.
Oh. Stephen.
Radio, I'm thinking.
Stephen, could I read out the definition? I've just looked it up, of toboggan. A long, narrow, flat-bottomed sled made of tin board curved upward and backward with low handrails, sometimes known as the luge.
I don't think that is a real luge. They don't.
That's the definition.
A competition luge is a lot less substantial than that.
It doesn't say
that.
Competition luge. It just says also known as a luge.
Who gives a shit?
Well, who gives a shit?
Well, Johnny wants to get his point across.
No, so... Righto, now, is that a deal? It on sport?
You've never watched Countrywide, have you?
No, I haven't.
Pip Courtney is the host. It's on the ABC. It is the most informative show.
I don't watch free-to-air television ever.
Australian country.
I only watch free-to-air television when Stevie Price is on the, what's it called?
The Project.
I only ever watch television then, free-to-air. Never watched it for 10 years. So now, any other final announcements about sports, Stephen, before we actually get on to you?
Do you need to make up an announcement for Mercedes-Benz Melbourne?
No, I'm fine. My sponsors are fine, thank you.
What are you going contra?
Yes.
Oh,
God. We'll be back with Steve.
night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again.